Hey podcast, and welcome back to another episode. Now in today's, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 tips to help you train and ride more often. Because let's be honest, the vast majority of people listening to this, you probably have goals that you want to achieve. You probably want to get fitter or lose some weight or get faster or compete at a race and do well. Whatever that goal is, you've got that goal. But then you've also probably got a lot going on in your life as well. You might have kids, a full-time job. You know, you've got lots of different things prying for your attention. So while you'd love to be able to train and ride full-time, you know, living the dream as a full-time athlete, everybody listening to this, or almost everybody listening to this, doesn't have unlimited amounts of time to be able to dedicate to training. So in this episode, I want to share with you 5 tips that will help you train and ride more and just maximize that time that you do have. So I hope this is useful to you. So tip number 1 is going to sound really obvious, but ask yourself, are you actually doing it? And that is simply at the beginning of every week to plan and diarize when you're going to ride, when you're going to train, and what you're going to do. Now, again, it sounds super, super simple. Well, obviously I need to plan, but then think about it. At the beginning of this week, did you actually sit down and look at the week ahead and say, right, on Tuesday at 6 p.m, I'm going to do a 2-hour ride. On Thursday at 7 a.m, I'm going to the gym and I'm doing a workout, or I'm doing intervals, or I'm doing, if you're following my app, you can say, right, I'm doing MTB Fit app plan 1. You can plan in your workouts. If you just have a diary and actually diarize what you're going to do when, this really, really helps. It means that you kind of look at your week ahead and you go, oh, you know what? Wednesday is a really busy day. I might not be able to get in something there, or I might have to go first thing in the morning. And it allows you to just assess that week ahead and plan everything. And then what it also allows is the night before a ride, for example, you can lay all your stuff out. So you can make sure the bike is clean, the chain's lubed, it's ready to go. You can get all your kit out, and then let's say if you ride in at 5 p.m. after work or 6 p.m. after work, you get straight in and all of your kit is there ready to go. Your water bottle's filled up in the fridge, everything's ready. So you just get in, get your kit on and go. And it takes away that thought process from it and that decision making. Whereas when you don't have it in the diary, it's easy to say, oh, I'll go tomorrow instead. Or, you know, I can't be bothered tonight. Or should I? Shan't I? It's raining. I'm not sure I can be bothered. Having it in the diary just makes it so much easier to stick to. I obviously, now I run MTB Fitness full time. So 100% of my time is spent helping people over the internet, predominantly through the MTB Fit app. But for several years, I was a full time personal trainer. So I was working one to one with people. And over the years, my clients would get to the point where they really knew how to do a workout, how to plan a workout, how to structure a workout. So if they wanted to, a lot of them could go away and write their own workouts. But the thing is, many people kept training because they loved the fact that you've got that routine and you're held accountable to the time. You know, they'd be booked in with me on a Tuesday and a Thursday night at 6 p.m. as a random example. And it just meant that it was so much harder to not bail on it. You know, if they had to work late, they had to leave and then go to the gym session. Or if they couldn't be bothered, they booked that appointment and they knew that they'd lose the money from it. Now, that kind of takes diarizing to a new level because you've got an appointment with someone, but just having something in the diary is a huge, huge way to increase the likeliness that you're going to stick to your training and your riding and just to stick to something long term. So tip number 1, at the beginning of every week, look ahead at your week and diarize your workouts and your rides, plan them in, write them down so you know exactly what you're doing and when. Tip number 2 is to have something to work towards. I'm a big believer in having a goal with a date on it. For me, last year, a lot of the year built up to our wedding, which was last August, which seems like an eternity ago now. So for me, a lot of that training was about feeling and looking good for the wedding, because at the end of the day, for your big day, you want to feel the best you can. So everything was kind of working towards that. As soon as I got back from the honeymoon, though, I think it's October, something like that, race tickets came out. So I booked straight on to Boltby Bash, which is in May, the end of May, and then Ard Rock, which I'm doing at the end of July. So for anybody not listening in the UK, those are UK enduro races. Now, I just love having something to aim towards. I think when you've got something on the horizon that you know you're going to have to rock up on that day and enter and do your best on, it gives you that motivation, it gives you that purpose to train, and it also holds you accountable, because if you don't have anything coming up, it doesn't really matter if you miss the ride or you miss the workout, nothing bad's going to happen. But if you've got something that is counting down and you know that it's coming up, you don't want to miss that ride, you don't want to miss that workout, because you know that it matters. So just having a goal with a date towards, I'm a big, big fan of. I find it really helps. It may not work for you, that's totally fine. You may not like to do events, not a problem. But just having something with a date on it to aim towards is a big help. If you don't want to do an event, you could even do like a fake one for yourself or a fake goal for yourself. So you could say, right, I want to build up to being able to do a 50-mile ride as a totally random example, and I'm going to do it on this date. Or I'm going to go away on a holiday and I'm going to do a ride at X place, and you can aim towards that. I just find that having something to aim towards with a date is really, really beneficial for helping you to stay motivated, committed, and holding you accountable to that training and riding. Tip number three is to use the time that you've got. So it's really easy to think that you need to have 3 hours to go for a ride, or you need to have a full 2 hour block to go to the gym, you know, so you can do a full warm up, you can do a proper workout, and then have enough time afterwards. But the reality is, you've just got to make the most of the time that you do have. So 10 minutes spent stretching in an evening just before bed really, really helps. Doing a 30-minute workout at home 2 days a week is better than no workouts. Like, maximizing the time that you've got really, really helps. I think a lot of people think that they have to have the absolute perfect workout schedule, they have to do everything absolutely right, and they get that kind of analysis by paralysis where they keep trying to maximize absolutely everything, and they keep waiting for that perfect time, and they think, right, next week I'll start this perfect plan, and then it doesn't come into fruition. So they say, right, the week after I'll start that perfect plan. And of course, it just ends up, the can just keeps getting kicked down the road, because there's never a perfect time to train. You're never going to have all the time. You're never going to have a perfect time to commit to your training and your riding. You just need to start and use the time that you actually have right now. So whether that's 20 minutes in the morning, whether it's, again, doing that 10 minutes of stretching in an evening or 5 minutes of stretching, it's about doing something and just using the time that you've got. If you maximize the time that you've got and really try and fit those little workouts in, those little rides, it can make a big difference. Often on a Saturday morning, me and Sophie will be up and we're getting ready to go out for the day, and I might have an hour total that I can train or ride in. There's been many a time where I'll go to the gym and I'll do a quick 40-minute workout because it's a 10-minute drive away, or other times where I'll quickly get my gym kit on and just do a 45-minute ride. You know, it's enough to get a decent distance in, a good couple of hills. I live in a hilly area, and I get back and I feel great. And especially when you do a short ride like that, you can really push the tempo and you can put some more effort in, because it's only short. You don't need to manage your energy the same. But just make the most of the time that you've got. It's too easy to make excuses and to say you don't have time, you can't commit to it. But in reality, just do what you can when you can. Now, tip number four, on the flip side, some people have tons of time to train, and actually then the struggle becomes, how should you fill your time? Because you can't go hard 2-3 times a day, every day. Your body simply won't recover from it. If you ride hard and train hard every single day, you're just going to beat your body into the ground, and in the end, you're going to end up burning yourself out, you're going to end up overtraining, and actually, you're not going to get good results from it. Tip number four is to have a set plan to follow. If you know that you've got a plan that you're following, that you're sticking to, it makes it so much easier to stay motivated. And the reason for that is because you don't need to stress out about what you should or shouldn't be doing. For those following my MTB Fit app, for example, you just walk into the workout, get your phone open, and the workout is there, ready to go. You just go in and start. Same if you're training at home, flip open the app, you click start on the plan. But another reason that having a a set plan to stick to really helps is that you take away that boredom kind of side of it. If you write in your own workouts, if you're doing the same rides all the time, it can get a little bit monotonous because you know what to expect. You just go through the process over and over and over again, and it can get a bit boring just doing the same thing over and over again. Having an actual plan to stick to that hasn't been written by you means that it keeps things interesting. You're trying different exercises, you're combining exercises in different ways than you otherwise would. You're just overall keeping things so much more interesting for you. So do consider following a set plan. Of course, I'm naturally going to recommend my MTB Fit app here. Just head to the website, mtb.fitness, if you'd like to learn more about that. But yeah, stick to a plan that isn't written and designed by you. It keeps things so much more fresh, so much more interesting. And of course, you're more motivated to train because you know that that plan is going to work and is going to get your results. Finally, there's nothing wrong with rewarding yourself for doing a certain amount of things. It might be for losing a set amount of weight. It might be for doing a certain amount of workouts in a month or a certain amount of rides. Well, there's nothing wrong with setting yourself a goal that you really want to hit and then rewarding yourself for it. You've got to remember, training, riding is really good for both your physical and mental health. So if you can kind of bribe yourself into doing it by saying, right, if I do 10 rides this month or whatever it is, I'm going to buy myself a new helmet, or I'm going to get a new fork, or I'm going to, you know, do something. I'm going to go away on a riding weekend, or I'm going to treat myself to a day at Bike Park Wales or to whatever your local bike park is. Something like that that excites you and rewards yourself will keep things, it will, you'll aim towards it and you'll think, right, when I get these 10 ticked off, I know I get a reward. But then you'll do it and you'll get that big dopamine hit, which will make you feel good about yourself, and it'll reward your brain for actually achieving that goal. And that'll make you more likely to want to do it again next month. And, you know, of course, it doesn't have to be a month. It can be 3 months or 6 months. It can be anything you want. But just consider actually giving yourself a reward when you do the things that you say you're going to do, because a lot of us listening to this are sort of driven individuals, and it's really easy to just always expect more from yourself and to just beat yourself up over and over and over again and forget to reward yourself. Rewarding yourself keeps things where you can stay motivated. It keeps your brain kind of happy because you're getting a reward from all of the hard work you're putting in, and it just gives you something in the short term to aim towards. Well, I hope you found this short episode useful. Next week, I've got the episode going out with Jake from Snakeskin Wrapping, which is a bike wrapping company. Really good podcast. You're going to really enjoy listening to this. I hope this short episode has got you fired up, has got you motivated, and hopefully you can put it into action. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, if you'd like my help with training, head to mtb.fitness and you can sign up to the MTB Fit app. All right, thanks very much, and I will see you next time.